It is 9:08 right now.
I like this thing, man.
Sorry. Sorry, boy. Like, it's one of those things that you just couldn't help yourself.
I couldn't help it. Yeah, it has to be done before the song is over.
Yeah, that part of the song, you just have to do it. Yeah, like, almost. Like, you don't care what way you are. You could be in a professional meeting. You could be in way.
Okay, maybe not.
You know what I mean? Do that thing, man. That time, Shekwan is wearing a professional suit, talking about numbers and stats here. And
okay, I know nothing about numbers. So give me the marketing and communications for you. And yes.
CJ, and then you're in. It's 9:09 right now with the NSK and Shekwan. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul. Every single Friday, we bring you newsmakers. We bring you gentlemen and ladies that are out there doing amazing stuff, yeah. Right? And sometimes we wonder, but who are these people who got behind the scenes? Okay, do they watch SpongeBob? Do they eat cornflakes? And do they go to church?
And you know, do they drink lactose intolerant milk or not?
Or not, you know what I mean? Or like, or maybe just good old Omaire.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Oh yeah, that's it. He knows I don't really like Omaire.
And today we have one such gentleman who we've had questions, okay? Questions that we will pose today to find out, like, why? Like, why are you doing this? Just make us understand why.
Yeah,
ladies and
gentlemen,
please help us welcome Tangeni Lungameli. Tangeni Makai, how are you doing this morning, Boot?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you guys?
We are great.
I'm not sure. Should we say Teezy? Should we say Tangeni? Which one is it, Boot?
Whichever is comfortable. Whichever is comfortable.
Yeah, you know what, ma'am?
Thank you, guys.
I will represent the family.
Miha.
And I will stick with Tangeni.
Yeah.
But it is good as
yeah.
That comes from another set of skills.
Yeah.
That's
where that name comes from. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool, man. Listen, welcome to Fresh FM, my guy.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Mm. Thank you for having me.
Now, you are one of a couple of black Namibian cricketers that are part of the national team, has been part of the national setup since 2016.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to understand, man. Like, I've always wanted to ask a cricketer, especially a black one.
A black man.
Why? There was football.
There's soccer.
This rugby. Tangeni is like, no, I saw it. Tangeni is like, no. Yeah. I want the bed. Give me the bed, please. Not the ball, the bed. Okay, Tangeni.
Right. So I basically went to a white school. We didn't have soccer. You had to do everything. So I went to Erasmus Primary School.
And that is at? Where is it?
Just a few kilometers out of Hobabas.
Oh, okay.
It was a white school.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So they had rugby, cricket, all the other sports except football.
Football, okay.
Or soccer.
Yeah,
Depending on where you are.
Yeah, yeah.
American soccer.
You had to do everything. You didn't have a choice. And that's how the coach or the principal or the teachers would identify in which sport category you probably do good in. And yes, I played rugby until I was like 13 and I gave up on that.
Yeah.
But then cricket was the one that stuck.
That stayed with you.
Yeah.
So you're a boy from the east side, or did you just there?
I'm initially from the east.
Yeah, yeah, I see your blood.
Oh, Bobabas of it.
I see his blood.
The complexion there.
I see his blood.
There's a weird theory about Hobabas, Yela. Now that I have a Hobabas baby in the studio, I'm going to ask
him.
So, apparently, in Hobabas, right?
I want to hear this because this might be interesting. Or I might learn something.
Apparently, everyone there knows how to slaughter a cow.
Yeah, no, you have to.
It is a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. You have to know how to slaughter. Because a lot of people that are actually from Hobabas, you know, they come from farms and villages and stuff like that. So
around,
that's given. You have to know.
I guess hence cattle country.
All right. Well, if you don't know, you can always learn.
I would never.
No. I grew up on the farm as well. So we're on the same page, dog. I can just see Shekwan. They're like,
No, really, that's me. But yeah, Teezy, maybe to ask you, do you actually remember your first experience on the cricket field? And you did say that obviously you tried other sports as well, but cricket is the one that actually stuck. That one moment that was just defining for you where you were like, listen, I'm actually home right now.
I was 5 years old. When a cousin of mine introduced me to the game. Didn't know what it was because I didn't want to give up my time playing with my friends and, you know, going to a cricket field.
It's
so boring. I mean, for A five-year-old,
true, yes. True.
So when I was five, I just went in and out, wasn't really serious about it. And then the principal, who was the coach also, asked me to just come bowl to his son, because his son was like proper good. And he saw that, look, this is something I can actually do, or I can actually do well in. So I think when I started school, I just went bowling and started playing and giving up time with friends and stuff like that. And that also liked it, actually enjoyed bowling. Obviously, the older you get, the more technical it gets.
Like where you decide where you want to
bowl. When you're young,
you're
just bowling for the sake of just bowling.
Yeah, exactly. That. So, yeah, that's basically that. I, ever since, fell in love with
I
don't regret anything.
All right.
And that...
Yeah. So if you had to give flowers to someone that you feel has shaped your cricket career, who would that person be?
There would be two people.
All right.
The principal of that school, which was Vimpi Silva, and the late Dita Ku. Those two.
How did they shape your career, though?
So the principal of the school, he knew my parents very well. So they had a close relationship, and he knew that I was talented, even though I didn't see it.
He
kept on pushing me. Obviously, later on, you get a big head, and you know, you
Especially, you know, you're like,
and I'm a black boy playing this cricket.
I'm killing it.
So you know, being that young, you do dumb mistakes and you learn from it. But he kept on pushing me, and then when he's the one that got me. Got me to the under 13 trials.
So,
the national ones now.
Yes, the national trials.
That should be in Windhoek now.
Should be in Windhoek. So it was a struggle for me to come from.
Of course, man.
Yes, because where I come from a very poor background. So my parents didn't have the funds, or, you know, were not able to get me to Windhoek. And even if they get me to Windhoek, I would use
accommodation.
So I used to sleep at the police stations, sleep at the garages, the full stations. So, and then Dita Kur saw that, and he took me in at his place, even though he had two sons, a wife, and all these things going on. He had a really good heart,
And then he was based in Windhoek?
He was based in Windhoek, And so I stayed, every time I would come to Windhoek for trials, I would stay by him, and he would drive me to the field, and it...
I'll give
my flowers to you.
Is he still around though?
No, he did mention
a couple of minutes ago.
I missed that bit. I mean, look, listen, and that's why we're doing conversations like this, because how often do you get the chance to give flowers to someone that influenced you on that level? You know what I mean? So that's why we do this. This is really beautiful.
Absolutely.
Now, Tangeni, I mean, now that you mention also that, you know, it got a little technical, you know, as you grew up in the sport and so on, you're a left arm pace bowler. Am I saying it right? I've never read about cricket so much in my life this week. My goodness. Except that the T20 World Cup, where we made it to the Super 8.
Absolutely.
That was pretty cool.
We were watching you guys here.
We were watching it. We were losing our minds. We were losing our minds watching these games. You're a left arm pace bowler.
What does
that mean?
Well, that means I bowl with my left arm.
Oh, okay. Oh, because
you are left-handed.
Yeah, because I'm left-handed. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But aren't they like scared of you guys, like the left bowlers?
Well, you can say that. You just have more chances of getting wickets. If I can make it very short. So that's basically that. Yeah.
Okay.
If you're left arm, you're good.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but
maybe both my sons actually left-handed.
Yeah, but then you need to execute also. There's a lot of things that play to it. It doesn't mean if you're left-handed,
it's going
to
come naturally.
Yeah.
Hey, so don't speak things away from my kids now. While I'm trying to speak things into existence, that my kids will also be on the field following
training,
in the steps of Tangeni.
Hello. Training, Baba.
Yeah, yes. That, you need training.
Tangeni, no. here's a moment that will probably happen a couple of years from now.
Yeah.
And I believe I'll put it out into the universe that my boys will actually take interest in cricket, and Tangeni will be their coach.
Oh, wow. Snap!
Funny enough, you're saying that because I'm busy getting my level 2 coaching
there
course.
It is.
So, snap!
There it is. So,
my God.
TZ, if you had to tell us right now what keeps you going, Because I know that you're out on injury right now.
Yes.
Right? So what are some of those things that just keep you going, regardless of not having a good time in your life, but you still have to, you know, show up and so forth? What would that be?
Okay, so 2021 was the worst year for me ever. Because the dream as a sport player is to play on the biggest stage.
Come
so
on.
2021, I didn't make the squad for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Because of a finger injury. So I was out and I was in a very dark place.
But did you understand why it is that you didn't make through?
Look, there were... Yeah.
Because, I mean, ultimately, when you actually play through or push through injuries, you make it worse. And the recovery time becomes even longer. Am I right?
Yeah, it's true, yes.
Yeah.
So the reasons that were given to me, I had my conflicts about it. But
of course, yeah.
So I was in a very dark place. Other things in my life were going on, family issues and so forth. So I had a lady called Iyanne de Kock. So she worked with me mentally to help me get
What does she do?
I think she was a psychiatrist.
Psychologist, maybe?
Psychologist, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I did a lot of work with her. We are friends now. That's pretty cool.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, very close friends now.
Okay.
And so what motivated me on working or keep going is the relationship I had with her. And obviously all trying to prove to my dad, you know, because he had his issues with me playing cricket later on. Prove to him that I can still, you know, do this and still be able to survive.
Be good at it, yeah.
And actually, be good at it. And I think my motivations, they change constantly. And lately it's for my family, you know, basically my girlfriend, we've got a baby coming on. And then of
course,
thank you. And obviously not to forget.
Is it your first?
Yeah, my first.
I can see you.
It's your first, my guy. Get ready for the diapers.
I know. Listen, you'll make it through. You'll make it through.
Look, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm not too worried about that. And then obviously my last will be Dieter Kur, who I'll never forget. He did so much for me that I constantly think of how to repay him, even though he's not here. And hopefully he's proud of me in whatever I do on the field. And every wicket I take or every small achievement, I dedicate it to him.
Do you know what? He might not be around right now, but maybe here's a suggestion. One way that you could actually thank him is by the more God blesses you and you have the resources to look out for someone else, you can do what he did for you to someone else, and that's it.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And hence level two, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what he saw in me, you know, and he thought, he always saw me as a person that would be able to teach others or give back to the community or whatever it is. Right now, my off time, I'm coaching the NDF cricket team.
Come on, black man. Come on, black man.
Overachieving.
I know.
Look, I'm just helping out. So I saw them practicing one day and I thought, look, I'll be home the whole time. So let me just
chip in a
help
bit, yeah.
where I can. And that's what I'm doing Mondays and Thursdays.
It's Tangeni Lungomeni in the studio, aka TZ. He's a Namibian cricketer. We are unpacking his life. This man is the best creme de la creme when it comes to cricket in this country. Come on now. And I'm sure he also, because him being here represents the rest of the team as well. So we're also extending that grace to the rest of the team. Okay. And I know for a fact they're listening.
The Eagles. Wait. The Richly Eagles. Shout out to everybody listening right now.
All right, cool. We'll be back right now. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
For the ultimate shopping experience at On Fresh with NSK and Shaquan. Say it like you mean it.
Why didn't you play the other one?
Which one now?
That other one that I sing along to, I completely forgot.
Is it the TKZ or is it the
Beyonce
one?
Wherever you are.
Okay, that one.
Wherever you're doing. I'm joking. I'm so annoying, TZ. I'm sorry.
It's coming. Just to match your energy.
Is it?
Listening to you guys on the radio is...
Better have been a Jacob's cappuccino. That's fine.
It takes some doing, trust me. It's not just some everyday thing. So here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to us doing radio on Fresh Breakfast on Namibia's Heart and Soul, the award-winning platform, where the award-winning presenter, we go above and beyond with our conversations.
Okay.
Yes, we do. Okay. And she's got a couple of tissues also ready. Now, like I said, we've been doing a bit of research on you, Tangeni.
Oh. Yeah.
And one of the things that we found was that one of the oaks on your team.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a special relationship with this gentleman.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to let you tell us about this relationship after listening to this.
What's up, TZ my brew? I hope you enjoy your time at Fresh FM. Yeah, just wanted to let you know that I hope you are recovering good. I hope your knee injury is coming along. I know the pain, bro. But yeah, I hope you're good, and we can't wait to have you back on the field. I also can't wait to be back on the field. But yeah, it's your boy JJ. Yeah, enjoy. See you soon.
Tell us about JJ, my guy. Vice captain of the team.
JJ is a very chilled, cool guy.
Yeah.
You know, you can't rush him. Yeah. You can't rush him. Mm. You know, that's why I think I have that relationship with him because
the energy's matched.
Yes, yeah. The energy's matched. Exactly that. And he's willing to sit down and listen, you know. If you have not just cricket related stuff, you can talk to him about, yeah, exactly that. And that's the kind of friendships that I actually look out to, you know. The older you get, you know, you
true.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's a friendship for life right there.
Quality over
that's
anything.
Beautiful. That's
the
beautiful,
older that guys. We get, it's quality over anything. Yeah, honestly.
It's not about having a whole squad, a whole gang. No. It's about having that one quality oak that can listen to you and that can give you a different perspective when you are feeling that you're going crazy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, listen, once again, congratulations on the lighty that's on the way.
Yeah,
is it a boy or girl, by the way?
I don't want to know.
Oh, okay. You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
You're just going to leave it until the end.
Yeah.
Oh,
How far along, though?
2 months.
Two months to go or 2 months now?
2 months now.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, no, first trimester.
Yeah.
That's still, beautiful, man. Yeah. That's beautiful.
It's not a nice time.
No, but you know.
Like first trimester is hard.
Okay, for y'all, yeah, but for us, it's like.
Listen, yes! I'm so tired of y'all. All of y'all.
No. Yeah, look, right now I'm chilling. Right now I'm chilling.
Yeah,
to be honest,
exactly.
I'm chilling. I'm just like, whatever she needs, you know, get.
Yeah.
That's the least you can do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At the moment, I'm chilling. Probably closer to the due date than.
Yeah, that's when the pressure will start.
Yeah, that's when the pressure will start. So
yeah, you're definitely chilled right now, and you better get her what she needs because of what you did. Let's move on.
Yeah.
I've got one more situation here.
Yeah, yeah.
The team here also at Fresh Breakfast, we decided, listen, man, we need to find something extra. What is it that speaks to TZ?
Come on.
And this human being speaks to TZ.
Hey, Boopstere, it's Nikki, your fiance, and I just wanted to tell you how proud I am of everything you have achieved so far. And from the very first time I saw you at the lounge with that girl, I knew she didn't stand a chance.
Come on!
You guys, why did you do that?
And so I have you now, and I am super blessed to have someone like you in my life. Thank you for putting a smile on my face, making me happy all the time. Thank you so much, baby. I appreciate you. And like I always tell you, you are the best bowler on the cricket team, and no one else is better than you.
Come on.
Yeah.
And I knew from that very first time I saw you at the lounge, I knew I wanted you to be my man, and that's exactly what's going to happen. I know you're going to be the best husband ever, and also you're going to be the best father to our unborn baby that's on the way. And yeah, have yourself a great, awesome day. I love you so, so much, and I can't wait to see you tonight. Bye.
How do you feel, my guy?
That's I feel, look, I don't get these things all the time, but this is deep. This is really deep, and I really do appreciate the fact that you guys reached out to her, and I really love the message. And yeah, Thank you very much.
Shaquan wants to cry. Look, man, here's the thing, right? I'm not gonna lie to you. As an oak, also from a small town, my guy, I can tell you right now, making it to Windhoek is scary. It's tough. Yeah. It's a different type of battle. And you know, you always want to convey this this conversation to your friends here in Windhoek, and they will never quite understand. As opposed to another guy coming from outside, you know what I mean? So you coming from Khobabas, sleeping at service stations and police stations, managing to get someone to take you in, and seeing that you are at the level that you are right now, my man, I think that is inspirational.
Yeah.
I think that is unbelievable, you know what I mean? And I think, I mean, listen, as a nation, as us, as NSK, as Shaquan, as Fresh FM, we can only sit here and stand. We can only sit here and just, you know what I mean, just shower you with praise, my guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think maybe to add on to that, like in terms of coming from a perspective of being just a woman, it's not easy finding someone to love you right. It's very hard to find someone who will even be your safe space. So just to interact with her, and I remember calling her, friends in over me, where did you get my number from, a girl? I'm like, it's not important. I got it from somebody. But regardless, man, I just instantly could just feel that she genuinely really loves you. And it is so important, even as a man, as a black man, to have a strong woman by your side that's going to hold you down for you all the time. So honestly, just to add on to what what Inuske was saying, it's just, you know what, we see you, we recognize you. You obviously had to start somewhere. It wasn't, you know, obviously easy. But because someone believed in you and saw even more than you saw in yourself at that time, really speaks volume into the person that you are.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, guys.
Right. I really do.
Tangeni, what are your final words for, man?
My final words is that I think D told me this once a long time ago.
Yeah.
And he said to me that you need to find your purpose in life, you know, so what you live for. And it's not just limited to yourself, you know, it includes everyone else around you. And until you find the weight of that, and you understand, and the people around you understand,
come on,
what the weight of that is, that's when you're truly living.
Yeah.
And that's my last words.
It's yeah, man. Tangeni Lungameni, aka TZ, sharing his story with us. We are so privileged to be in your presence, my guy. Thank you so much. We wish you all the best
for that new
situation.
Yeah, yeah. And how much time do you still have left out, though?
I'm basically 2 months out. So.
For 2 months. Oh, yeah, it's like a recent injury.
Yeah.
But a great shout out to all the Richery.
It's a dark that the Heron Echacom. The Heron Echacom.
Richery! I'm really sorry. So I can explain.
You can explain.
Because Vanu Maruru it just happened.
Is that not even your favorite drink, even?
What's that? Yeah, but a great shout out to all the Eagles, man. We see you, recognize you. We love you guys. We are behind you. And just, you know, keep showing them that they better not think they're going to come to the motherland and do something on our field. Who you think you... I'm joking. Switch off my mic.
All right, cool. Biggest shout out to everyone. It's at 9:35. This conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. That's even before 10 a.m. in case you missed it or you just tuned in and you wanted this full conversation.
Yeah.
For now, let's get ready for what DJ Scott.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.